quota minimum. So for example, if you are more comfortable with writing, if you're into writing, then you could consider doing email campaigns. You could consider doing blog posts. You could consider doing electronic newsletters, hard copy newsletters, these kind of things that are more written. So pick one of those things that you kind of enjoy doing, or at least don't mind doing, and do that on a consistent basis. If you're like me and you'd rather, you're not really big into writing, you'd rather do audio or video type stuff, then do that. So that's perfect as well. So video, I think, is the absolute best way to do things these days. It's just, it's kind of a multimedia type thing, multi-sensory type experience for people. I just find it works really, really well. So pick one thing and do it consistently.
Okay. Let's switch the conversation to the money side of the equation here. We've been talking about the marketing side. So people are interested in what you're doing. They want to learn more and they're coming forward and saying, hey, I've got investable cash. You know, I'm not dialed in.
I wish they came forward just like that and told me that right off the get-go.
Yeah. I mean, at some point they're going to let you know. They're not going to come right out and say, hey, you know, I've got 50K, 100K of investable cash up front, like right away. Eventually you're going to find out if they have expressed an interest. But my question is, at some point, someone's going to say, hey, I'm too busy to be investing on my own. I do want to work with you. And so let's join forces. I've got cash. You've got the sweat equity, as they call it, the credit, whatever else it may be. What are you maybe telling or teaching people to do with that money? Is it coming in as a down payment money? Or are you teaching or recommending people to partner so they're basically joint owners, joint investors? Or is it a combination of the two? Or are there other ways to structure all this?
Oh, there's a ton of different ways to structure it. I don't tell people what to do with how they're going to structure their deals. I can give people pointers. I can point them in the right direction. But here's the thing, Marco. I hate hearing this answer, but it's the truth. Everybody's different. So it's really going to depend on how much experience you have, the real estate investing strategy you're focusing on. So for example, if you're doing single family homes versus multifamily properties, if you're doing short-term deals versus long-term deals, these kind of things, whether you've got enough credit that you don't need help to qualify for financing, or if you need capital and credit for getting into the property. If you're looking to get some financing to buy the property and then different financing to renovate the property. There are so many different variations that it's way beyond my scope to be able to go into all of those details. But what I do, what I specialize in, is helping people to get to the point where they're having that conversation. And then what we do with our clients is we kind of look at, okay, what are you doing? What do you want to accomplish? Here are some suggestions on what you might consider for structuring your deals. Does that make sense? So everybody's situation is very different.
Okay. So you're not driving that part of it. Basically finding money partners, and I say partners loosely here, because they may not actually be an equity partner in a deal, but finding money partners is really just your access to more capital. So you have the monies ready and able to be deployed into the future deals that you're doing, so you can do more deals after you've run out of capital.
Exactly.
So it really doesn't matter what your investment strategy is, whether it's buy, fix, and flip property, or buy and hold and build a portfolio. You're just getting access to more capital to do more sooner.
Exactly.
That's where you're helping people.